fighter jets, stealth bombers, and an aerobatic display to boot. For American Air Force fans, this was a rare treat. The Royal International Air Tattoo is the world's largest annual military air show, featuring more than 320 aircraft from 24 countries. This year, the United States Air Force was being honored, celebrating its 60th anniversary and the close relationship between Britain and American Air Forces. The star attraction for many was the Thunderbird's aerobatic display. It was the team's first time to the air show, but for pilot Ed Casey, it felt familiar.
Of course, Great Britain, we're so similar in our values and our backgrounds. Here, we feel like we're home.
Enthusiasts from all ages enjoyed the range of rarely seen aircraft, but it seemed no one could agree on a favorite plane.
I like the stealth.
The red arrows were good.
I like the display by the Lancer.
A graceful twirl of a Chinook helicopter and a flypast from the Red Arrows had even the aircrew grabbing for their cameras. The pilots were stars for the day, signing autographs and posing with fans. For fighter pilot Captain Jen Fujimoto, the event meant a lot.
It's just a great honor to be here. You know, obviously the British are our strongest allies, and it's fantastic.
There was no doubt red, white, and blue was the theme for the day. But beyond celebrating an anniversary, the event also seemed to inspire a future generation of flyers. Mandy Clark for VOA News in Gloucestershire.